New York residents and New York places figured prominently and vividly in today's inaugural ceremonies. From music sung by a choir from PS22 in Staten Island to Brooklyn resident and senior U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, who chairs the committee that organizes the inaugural ceremonies, to the inaugural poet Richard Blanco's invocation of the Freedom Tower, New York played an outsized role.
How steep the climb, how difficult the problems, how half-finished the task, America always rises to the occasion. The award-winning Tabernacle Choir, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
It is my honor to introduce the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Sonia Sotomayor, for the purpose of administering the oath of office to the Vice President.
I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
The poet, Richard Blanco.
The first brushstroke on a portrait, or the last floor on the Freedom Tower, jutting into the sky that yields to our resilience.
We, the people, declare today that the most evident of truths, that all of us are created equal, is the star that guides us still, just as it guided our forebears through Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall, just as it guided all those men and women, sung and unsung, who left footprints along this great mall, to hear a preacher say that we cannot walk alone.
For the